It's Morning Edition on WYLL, and I'm Jim Meadows, stepping in for a few minutes this morning to talk with Brian Moline about a big change he's making. Brian?
Hi, Jim.
What's going on?
Well, I've got a new job, as the short version. I recently accepted a position as an editor with St. Louis Public Radio. My first day there will be Monday, March 6th, my last day here at WYLL, Thursday, March 2nd. And a big change in the offing. It will be a bittersweet one, to be sure.
Well, we all have mixed feelings here at Illinois Public Media. Happy for you for this move to a larger public media organization in a larger market, but we'll be sorry to see you go. You've been with us at WYLL and Illinois Public Media for the last, is it 7 years?
Almost eight. It would have been 8 years had I made it to June 1st of this year. So yeah, it's been a while.
And you've actually been working in broadcasting in the Champaign-Urbana area even longer than that.
Yeah, since late 2000, I got a job with WDWS AM as a board operator back when those things were more commonplace in radio. Things kind of progressed from there and was with WDWS for nearly 15 years before making the move over to WYLL.
What was it like for you moving from the commercial radio realm to public media?
I think the biggest change was that in public media, not every second is taken up between programming and commercials and things like that. You've got a little more time to let talk show segments breathe. You've got a little more time to let stories breathe. You know, a four-minute feature story in commercial radio is virtually non-existent these days, but it's a regular feature in public media, and that's certainly one of the things that attracted me to it.
I know a couple of things that you've brought to WYLL. Your solid sports background, which has helped our coverage in that area. I remember the Bandwagon Sports podcast that you were involved in for a time. I also know that when you're moving to St. Louis, you'll be a Cubs fan moving into Cardinal territory.
Yeah, that's right. I've done that once before in my life. Just after my wife and I got married, we lived in St. Louis for a couple of years, and I did wear the Cubby blue then, and I'll continue to do so.
You also brought a keen interest in music. You play yourself, and you've had a lot of guests from the musical world on Morning Edition during your time here. I'm wondering if there are any that stand out.
You know, fairly early in my tenure, I had the opportunity to interview jazz vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater, and she has ties here, of course, to Champaign-Urbana. She went to the University of Illinois and lived here for a time and still has friends and family in the area. So getting to talk to her about one of her recent albums was certainly a highlight. I've also enjoyed all the conversations I've been able to have with artists involved with Kranert Center for the Performing Arts, and in particular, I think, the Lyric Theater Program at Illinois, which does operas, musicals, and the like. I've really enjoyed getting to know Julie and Nathan Gunn with their involvement in that program and all the performers who've come through there over the years.
Now, you're leaving us here at WYLL, but I understand you'll be leaving us with one final project involving music that we'll be hearing sometime this spring.
That's right. Jazz bassist Christian McBride was on the University of Illinois campus for nearly a week last spring, right at the end of the semester. And it culminated with a performance of his multi-movement work, The Movement Revisited, dedicated to several civil rights leaders. I had a chance to sit down with Christian McBride for about an hour and talk to him about his life in music. And we're turning that into a special presentation, an hour-long program, just on his life in music and how it evolved over time.
Well, Brian Moline, I think our listeners gained a lot from having you with us at WYLL these past few years. I know I have, and I wish you the best in St. Louis.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'll certainly miss you and all my coworkers, as well as the wonderful audience members here at WYLL.
Well, Brian Moline, thank you very much. It's Morning Edition on WYLL.